And a very pleasant good day to you. It's Phil Hendry, and it is time now for our free Phil Hendry podcast. This is episode 36, and it's brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHendryShow.com. And, of course, Amazon.com with a banner right there on the homepage of PhilHendryRadio.com is your magic porthole to all of your needs, whether they are audio, video, whether they are back to school, whether they are personal, whether they're professional, whether they're intimate, whether they're non-intimate, whether you want everyone to know about it, whether you don't want anybody to know about it, go to the banner there on our homepage at Amazon.com. And, you know, when you make a purchase by going through our banner on our homepage to Amazon.com, you make a purchase there, well, we share with Amazon.com the beneficence of your purchase. Is that the right word there?
Yes, I do believe.
You don't even know what it means, man.
Well, neither do I, because I'm not even sure I use the right word. But anyway, we do appreciate it if you do that. Now, also, PhilHendryShow.com. You know, the Free Phil Hendry podcast, we've been doing our show for so long, and there's been such great radio, quite frankly, that we have created. Only now, with the magic of the internet, are these bits really, you know, finding their way out there to the people, and we want them to continue to find their way to you. With a backstage pass to our website, you can enjoy over 4,500 hours, man. We just figured out the other night.
How many shows is that?
Well, you put 3 into 4,500. I mean, there's 4,500 hours and there's individual bits, but if you listen to it continuous day and night, it would still take you about, I think, a half a year to a year to get through our material. Anyway, this is Chris Norton, a young man, a 28-year-old telemarketer who has aspirations of becoming an adult filmmaker, and he had proposed to me and to my callers that he could, you know, even if he was caught having sex with a guy's wife, he could cool the situation out, because that's the kind of guy he is. So you walk in, you see Chris Norton having sex with your wife, he would still turn around and just tell you, you know, buddy, let me just explain to you. She doesn't really love me. She loves you, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, talk about how well hung he is and everything.
Because on account of how big his, you know.
Okay, yeah, thank you. We got it, guys. So let's listen now. It's Chris Norton here, episode 36 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast. Now, we're talking about a man just given 4 months in jail and some 10 years probation for shooting his wife to death when he found her with another man. In the state of Texas, at least, this is considered to be a crime of passion. It is almost considered to be an understandable action, and therefore one does not get the mandatory, what one might in another state, for instance, life in prison or death. Now, this guy, keep in mind, not only shot her, but when he was driving away, he realized he had more bullets. He turned around and went back and finished the... This is a terribly sad story. Finished the job while she was on the phone to 911. It's caller in Redondo Beach. Now, I asked Mike to hold you over. Sir, you say that you've been with 6 or 7 married women?
Phil, yes. And I really would try not to give my name if it's okay.
No, that's all right.
But I have been with married women in that situation. And I wanted to ask you a question first. The guy that she was with, he was not killed?
No, he was not.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, it has been my experience, and I'm speaking from experience now. It's been my experience that guy, the man that the woman was with, could have cooled the situation out had he had presence of mind, okay? You can be confronted by an angry husband, all right? And I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but probably about, like I was telling your screener, you know, about say 7 times in my life.
How old are you?
I'm 28. So
you've been sexually active for a long time?
Yeah, since I was 14.
Since you were 14?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've, you know, for better, for worse, or whatever, I mean, I kind of know my way around women a little bit. And I've, unfortunately, you know, I've been involved with married women, and I have had this situation. And
all right, why do you think that the guy that she was with could have cooled it out?
Well, I think the first thing you do, I mean, I totally understand how emotional it is, but you got to break it down step by step. Okay, first thing you have to do, and I did this with a man who was pretty big. I mean, he was a lot bigger than me, and I was with his old lady, and we just, you know, we'd knock one off in the afternoon, you know, because I'd worked with her, and we went back to her house, you know, we were in her bedroom, and her old man comes in, and the first thing you've got to do is you have to let cool heads prevail, because it is really an emotional situation.
And well, what did you do?
Well, what happened to me was this guy comes walking in the bedroom, and I'm with his old lady, and like I said, I just got done, you know, I just gotten finished about, you know, maybe like 10 seconds before the guy comes in, and I turn over and I look at this guy, and this guy is big and this guy is pissed off. And I said to him, you have to understand something, okay, that I said, let's cool out, you know. And I told the guy, I said, we got to cool out. I said, you need to understand, you know, that she had certain sexual needs, and all I am is just I was there to provide the sexuality for her, and that she loves you. And you got to understand, this doesn't mean she don't love you, okay, man? You know, because you got to get their attention, all right?
You're talking to an enraged husband, all right?
That's right. I mean, they're pissed off, but you have got to understand that what you do is you say to the guy, you know, she loves you. She just needed a little bit of, you know, a little bit of, you know, sass. And I'm very, one of the things, Phil, is I'm very good looking. I mean, a lot of women come on to me, and that's just kind of the reality of my life. And I am, I don't know how to say this, but I'm very well endowed, too. And
okay, all right, I got it. I got your credentials, okay?
No, I'm not trying to brag or anything.
No, I understand.
But so I explained to this guy, you know, I am, obviously I'm very good looking. I am well endowed, and your wife just needs sense. She still loves you, and this is not about her not loving you. But I know that she loves you. She just has some sexual tension. And you calm the guy down that way. You tell him there's no need for violence. You know, you can say to him if you want to that you didn't know she was married. I mean, I knew that this one chick was married, but it wouldn't make any difference. I mean, I could say it. I didn't know. And gradually I was able to calm this guy down. The other thing, I was aware that she was married, but it's beyond my control anyway, because these, a lot of women just come on to me, you know. And
so you're telling me...
But what I'm saying is I reassured the guy that he had nothing to fear from me. She didn't mean a thing to me. That I was just, you know, we were knocking one off early afternoon. I explained to him that we'd had a couple of beers at lunch. So, you know, she was not under... she's not having no control.
What happened?
The guy understood. He left the room and, you know, gave us a little bit of privacy, you know, and we were able to, you know, maybe knock one off again, and then I left. And that's happened about 3-4 times to me. I mean, a couple other times I had to run out of bedroom window, but mostly if I can talk to these guys, I can cool them out.
Would you mind staying on the line with us? Because that's a very interesting story, and it's also pertinent, I think, because of the fact that this other man involved got up and ran. Let me go to a phone call here in Granola. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. And is the gentleman in Redondo Beach there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
As far as I know, they had a law in Texas that if the spouse caught their partner involved in sex with another person, they could kill them both and not even be arrested.
Is that right?
That is, now I don't know if that there's a law or was
yeah.
the law, but I was down there.
Is you married?
50-some years ago.
Oh, you were married 50 years ago?
What?
Are you married now?
No, the guy I married is dead now.
Oh, the guy that you married, he's currently dead? Was he shot?
Huh?
Was he shot?
No, he,
He wasn't running out a bedroom window or nothing?
He finally died of cancer.
Oh.
He was no prize to be married to.
Is that right?
But anyway,
did you ever fool around on it?
With everything as it is, I heard the story.
So you say this guy?
When I was down in Texas over 50 years ago, that
you said this guy
they had a law down
to?
There that
yeah. This guy
anyone caught in such a situation,
get his brain
the
blow out,
partner right? could kill them both, and
yeah.
they wouldn't even be arrested.
So this guy you were married to is a real dick, huh?
Huh?
The guy you was married to is a real dick?
The guy I was married to was 6'2".
Asshole.
But.
Oh, yeah?
He had about as much principle as nothing.
A real piece of crap, huh?
What?
A real piece of crap, huh?
That's right.
You ever bang around on him?
Nope.
Never messed around on him or nothing?
Never played around, never.
Wow, that's too bad.
He did his own self in lots of ways.
Wow, what a story.
That's wild. He bang around on you?
He was a drill sergeant in the Army, and he knew all the rules.
Say that again.
And he knew that the Army provided their personnel with treatment centers. If they became sexually involved, they could go to the treatment center and get treated, and they had that paper, and they ever came up with a disease, there would be nothing done about it.
Can I ask you a question?
What did he do?
What did he do? That's what
I
was going to ask.
He went to, when the 45th Division got transferred up to Massachusetts, he went out messing around.
Oh, the 45th,
didn't take, huh?
Yeah, the 45th, right. But
yep,
he went out fooling around. Yeah.
And
got a caught in the tank trailer.
Picked himself up a disease and got busted flat, which was for the duration of the war.
Let me ask you a question. Why didn't you shoot him?
I wasn't where I could.
You weren't in the right state?
No, and didn't have a gun anyhow.
They should have got a gun and just blowed him away.
Well, guns cost money, and I didn't have the money for the gun.
What'd you look like?
Huh?
What do you look like?
What did he look like?
No, what do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yes, ma'am.
I was a very beautiful young woman.
I'll bet.
I'm not joking.
You're not joking.
I didn't think so, but other people did.
He was joking.
Huh?
I said he was joking.
Well,
look. What? Okay. So the idea being that this clown, you know, he's out of your life right now, and that's good. That's good for you, huh?
I'm surviving. And,
you still got your teeth. You still got teeth.
What? That much difference as far as surviving concerned.
Boy, I hope she answers the right way.
I'm
gonna ask a big question here. Does she still have her teeth, ma'am?
A few more.
You still got your teeth?
Huh?
You still have your teeth?
Do I still have what?
Your teeth.
My teeth.
Right.
No. I've lost them one by one.
That is so great. That is
great. I had beautiful teeth.
Who cares?
As a matter of fact, I had such beautiful teeth that people would accuse me of having false teeth when I was around 20 years old.
Your teeth were so beautiful, people stole them.
Well, it's like this. There is more to existing in this world than being born beautiful.
I bet it feels wonderful.
To be born beautiful does not solve any problem. In fact, it may lay the whole world on you as problems.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about not having no teeth, you know.
Forget about the fact that she doesn't have any teeth.
I just can't get past that.
That's fine, okay?
Hey, listen, Gummy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's a very nice call, and we appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you something? Do you wear those fake Halloween teeth, when you know, like those vampire teeth?
Okay, thank you, dear.
Bye now. I can't hear you anyhow. Well, shit, y'all.
Now, let me have at this gentleman on the line. You were playing a little bit with that older lady that called in.
No, I just thought she was cute.
Now, I found out from my screener, your name is Chris.
Yeah, Phil, but I'd rather not give my last name.
That's okay. You have been caught by three different men while you were making love to their wives.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you were able to talk your way out of it.
What I'm saying is that I was able to calm them down. I think the reason why I called in is because I heard about that guy who was, you know, with her, and he ran out of the house. And I think that's the first thing you don't do. The first thing you do, if you're any kind of a man, is you're going to stay there. And
well, the guy had a gun.
I think you need to just calm the situation down, explain to the guy that your wife doesn't love me, you know, she loves you. She was just... For us, it's just sex, you know, and then she was just using me as a sexual situation, because that's what I did with this guy. I mean, he came in, he was a big guy, too, but I was able to cool him out. I just explained to him that his wife had biological needs, that, you know, that she had biological needs that I was able to meet, and I was just fulfilling the biology of it, you know, because there's a certain biology of it when it comes to sexuality, you know. But I told him that I know that she loves you. Tell them that, you know, there's no need for violence. The Bible don't say nothing about the guy who's not married. It's about, you know, the woman. But it's beyond my control because I'm very good looking, and you know, and women come on to me.
Now you're telling the guy, you explained to this, and this was a married man.
This is a woman's husband, right?
And you said to him, I'm very good looking, and
I didn't need to say that. I mean, but I'm just saying to you that I am very good looking. I'm very well endowed, you know, and that was basically my take on it. So. That's what I was saying.
All right, let me go to. I think I got. Is this Atlanta? Is this Atlanta?
Atlanta,
go ahead,
Atlanta.
Sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This guy, Chris.
Yes. How you doing?
How you doing?
Real good.
Basically, you should be strung up because you have moral values. You knew that this woman was married.
Well, I mean. I didn't know, and she told me, but I wasn't sure.
She told you before you laid in her bed?
What's that?
She told you before you laid in her bed?
I don't remember, really.
You don't really remember, though?
Not really, no.
Well,
but the point is, I'm not the one that's married, okay? She's the one that's married. She's the one that's supposed to be faithful. But... she don't love me. She loves him.
She loves him. If she loves him, she wouldn't be in bed with him, with you.
Well, but that's different, okay? Because what I'm all...
There's no difference, man.
All I'm talking about is fulfilling the sexuality.
Hey, screw sensuality.
I'm talking about...
There's no sensuality in...
Dude, I got to ask you to kind of watch your language there, okay? Because he let out with the S-bomb.
I mean, all I'm trying to say to the guy is that I know that I'm not married. She is. I'm not violating nobody's marriage vows. She is.
Okay, sir, could you watch your language?
You violated
I guess that's
marriage
a yes.
vows basically when you
okay.
slept in bed with her.
But the fact is I was able to talk this guy down. I was able to calm him down and tell him that ain't nothing going on, you know. I mean, all I said is
hey,
I told the
come
guy.
Come down from New York or California, and you come down to Atlanta, Georgia, you calm me down.
What?
I said, you come down from your Yankee state or your Midwestern state, and you calm me down.
Yank what?
You wouldn't calm me down because I would be all on you.
Hey, dude, I don't know if you know it or not, but, like, well, I don't want to upset you, but. The North won the war.
Hey, North won the war.
Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe I'd direct you to Encyclopedia Britannica, man. I mean, all I'm saying is that if you were standing there and...
All right, hold on for a minute. Let's do this, okay? The guy in Atlanta and the
yes,
guy
sir.
Here in Redondo Beach. Why don't you guys do what they do in psychology called psychodrama? So what I want to do is I want to put you guys in that room. The guy in Atlanta, you've walked in. You see this guy in bed with your wife. Now I'll let this guy... Okay, that didn't work.
What did he say?
Well, you heard what he said. He laid that S-bomb, and then he just dropped a little F-U. Basically, you said, how you doing? And he said, F-U.
Well, I mean, this guy is, I don't know what he's talking about, Yankee State.
He's talking about some other crap. Let's go to Rock Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to know how you're going to do that when I got a 357 in your mouth, sir. How are you going to do that?
I'll take the gun out of my mouth.
You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that. You don't have time.
And I'll say to you, buddy, you're giving up your whole life for this, you know, broad.
But I'm not in my right state of mind. I'm going to blow your head off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get you in your right state of mind. I'm saying, hey, look.
Not, because I'm not going to give you a chance. I'm going to blow your head off.
Here's the whole deal. Obviously, I'm really good looking because you'd be able to see that I'm really good looking.
Well, I don't want to have sex with you. I want to blow the top of your head off.
And
what do I
wife,
care how good you look?
Because your wife couldn't, you know, that's why she's having sex with me. And after I explain that to you, then you'd feel better.
Yeah, I'd feel better about blowing the top of your head off.
No, no. You say that now, but...
No, I'd say it then, too. In fact, I wouldn't say anything. I'd pull the trigger.
Yeah, then you go to prison. I'm trying to keep you from a prison sentence.
Well, if I'm not in my right state of mind, I'd like to know how you're going to keep me from prison sentence.
What I'm saying to you, I'm recommending to you to get in the right state of mind. Because I got to tell you something. I know martial arts.
Oh, I know 6 years of defensive karate, too. So
well,
I mean,
there's no way you pull a gun on me.
Why not?
Because I'd take that thing out of your hand.
Well, what are you going to do with it then?
Let you play with it for a while.
Oh, yeah?
There it is, episode 36 of the Free Phil Henry Podcast is Chris Norton as he tries to talk those guys out of killing him, you know, because he's the man, you know. He's not only the man that the women love, he's the man that the men understand, unless, of course, they're going to blow the top of his head off.
Yeah, that guy didn't sound like you convinced him at all, man. I don't think Chris Norton's technique going to work.
I don't think so either, but... Well, thanks, guys, and don't forget, visit us at Amazon.com and visit us at PhilHenryShow.com and visit us when we have episode 37 and visit us every night, 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast for the Free Phil Henry Podcast. Don't forget, Milwaukee Lion Football is now on Phil TV and HD with Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison. Season starts September the 3rd, and they're live at the Duck in Milwaukee against the New York Pets.
Yeah!
Till then, folks.
Later and greater.
Yeah, 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 yeah.